Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm back with another review for you. And today it is for Hunt the Night. And this is a 2D top-down view game that's done a very... best way to describe it would be, you know, it's old-school Zelda style, but it's got a flavor of Bloodborne. Because you're hunting very Lovecraftian-inspired horrors of the night. And you've got a number of abilities available to you. You've got a gun that can be upgraded and have different types of varieties of shots that you can swap between. And then there are several different guns, too, that operate a little bit differently. But they also have their own permutations. And you could swap between any of those at a time, but your ammo is limited. At least until you rest at checkpoint. And then there's grenades you can throw. And then you've got your melee weapons. And while there is no stat gaining from leveling up in this game, there are ways of getting stronger. And that includes just playing with different equipment and buying armor that just gives you more HP or just defends you a little better with defense points. And you actually have to play through two boss fights in the intro area of the game before you can actually start buying stuff and exploring the open world. And that's actually one of my biggest complaints of the game, which is only somewhat mildly addressed, and I'll get to that in a bit. But basically, you can't buy anything until that happens, and even though there's no penalty for dying, and you will die a lot because it's a Souls-like, I find that even with the updates to the balancing and the quest rewards for fighting all these hunts, to use the resources of the game you use to buy things, the cost of the stuff is expensive. So to make up for the fact you don't lose anything on death, they just made everything more expensive. And I guess that they listen to feedback and they give you more rewards, but those items are still pretty expensive. I had like 24,000 that only let me get one or two things, and I had to pick and I had to just sit there and say, well, what do I want to upgrade first? And I guess this game's soft way of letting you have certain build types. But I'd like a little bit more flexibility to just mess around and stuff like that. And maybe a traditional upgrade system with levels up and then giving you a recap option would have been better. But this wouldn't be so bad if you also had to pay money to seek out hunts, because you have to go to the hunt board and then pay money to actually be able to track that monster. Which, the reward is significant compared to what you're paying, but if you buy, like, one or two items from a shop like I did, you're not going to have a lot left over to actually start doing those hunts. And that's a kind of a problem. I don't understand the Normal Heroes approach of making you spend money to make money. And in such a manner that it might feel like a grind just to be able to, you know, buy something else that help you do that hunt, because those hunts are probably not easy. Depending on your skill level. But it's still fun, and I still recommend people looking at it. Just that's something to keep in mind. I'm sure it gets easier over time, but the beginning is pretty rough because of that. But as far as a score would go, I'd give this game an 8 out of 10. If you're a console-only player, hopefully this game gets ported, because it's currently only available on Steam. And I play it on my Steam Deck, and it plays fine. So if you got a Steam Deck and you're curious about trying out something new, maybe this is a game you could play. But that's all I have for you guys today. So Until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.